packed public hearings, tears, and threats and walkouts characterized the approval process to build a mega transmission line to Wausau, the only large transmission line going through the northern part of the state. Now line builder American Transmission Company has nearly finished acquiring land. Tom Finko is in charge of land acquisition for ATC. He says they've gotten the right-of-way for 190 of the 208 miles for the line, with only Douglas County remaining, and largely without having to get combat pay.
That has died down significantly. We haven't seen anything in the last 6 to 8 months at all. There was a few issues early on when we were in Marathon County, but since we've been moving north, no, we haven't had any of those issues, and people have been at least willing to talk to us. That's the key, is to be able to at least sit down and negotiate, understand the issues, and work from there.
But Save Our Unique Lands member Mark Liebert of Douglas County doesn't think the picture is quite so rosy. He contends that ATC has had to pay much more to landowners who challenge their offers.
If they think that juries awarding 2.5 times the best offer of ATC, courts saying that maybe 5 to 8 times as much money as what they were offered to the landowners is going smoothly, well, then I guess they could say that.
Liebert believes the final cost of the transmission line will be $550 million instead of the $420 million ATC filed with the State Public Service Commission. Even so, the line construction has been completed from Marathon County through Sawyer County, and they expect to finish in Washburn and Douglas County by early 2008. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.